Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeff is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top wordsmiths on the planet. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the award from the president, and he is the author of three books on being home-based. He was home-based before it was cool. 31 years later, he still makes it look good. He operates the Worm Cam for us for our show out on Main Street. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having me back. Thanks for keeping me around.
We love having you here. And by the way, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Day 8. I'm counting all my gifts one after the next. It's been a beautiful, a beautiful thing, a good season.
Yep. So, anyway, I just barely got it in because today's the last day, I think. So, anyway, well, so Jeffrey, one of the things that we all do at this time of year is try to connect with our customers, with our influencers, and let them know how much we appreciate them. It's a good time. In some ways, it's obligatory. In some ways, it's anticipated, but still, there's nothing wrong with there being a time of the year when we all sort of are more reflective. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I think that and you and I have had this conversation before that, you know, I'm 21 times in the past, absolutely, and we've had this conversation where we've discussed. You know, you get holiday cards during the season, and you prepare your own, you prepare your gifts, you ask your clients out for a drink or for lunch or whatever, you know, you sort of share the joy of the season. But it's tough in the moment of COVID. Obviously it's tough because you can't congregate, you can't meet, even if it's just two people. You don't know their sensibility about it or sensitivity about meeting people. So, you know, it's become a challenge.
Our really good customers, we used to go directly to them, right? We'd drive over or find a way to get there somehow. And now, even if you didn't drive before, now you've got to find out where they are because they're not in their headquarters anymore, maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, we have people, obviously, down here in Florida. We've had a mass migration of whether it's executives buying homes. It's been a big deal down here of executives moving into the state and companies even relocating here to escape. They've always thought, you know, New York, New Jersey, the Northeast is expensive. They have city, state, and federal taxes. It's cold. Look at the blizzard that just went through the Northeast or is going through the Northeast. But then you have a pandemic.
Don't forget De Blasio.
What's that?
Don't forget De Blasio.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of things that are driving people out, or in the case of Florida, luring people in. I mean, it's in the 70s here, but the point is, you don't know where people are. It's tough to try and find where they are. So what do you do? So one of the things that I did this year, every year I spend a fair amount of time sort of thinking of the holiday card I'm going to pull together and give to my client, you know, send out to my clients. I usually make a donation. I don't give gifts, but I make a donation to an organization and I put a notice and I give their names as part of the donation. Mm-hmm. And I say I made a donation in the name of my clients too, and I attach that to it. And so I went with e-cards this year. There's one gentleman out there who every year sends out an e-card, and throughout the year he sends just greeting-type e-cards. An e-card is you receive an email, you tap on it, you feel safe to do so, you'll know it's from Jeff or whatever. You open it up, and it's sort of like a card opening in front of you. There might be music, goes through a cute little animation, and then at the end there's a message that says, you know, thinking of you, the holiday season, here's to a, you know, a healthy 2021. It's not that it's less expensive, though it is. It's that it can reach everybody, because I don't work with individuals. So if I work with Jim, for example, on a regular basis, I'm not just working with Jim, I'm working with his whole team.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be able to send a card to the office and everyone would see it. Now, where is everyone? I don't know where Jim is.
Right.
You know, he's at home or working somewhere, ditto for the entire team. So I can put the emails for all the team in there mm-hmm. and get it out to everybody. And I know
the
that emails also buys me
follow
time,
the
obviously,
person,
because
definitely.
If I get it out today, it's still in advance of the holidays, and it's received this afternoon.
That's the beauty of the email. The emails follow the person wherever they go, as opposed to the USPS.
For better or worse.
That's exactly right. Now, that's a really good point. I receive a lot of those during the year, I've sent a few of those out myself, but I've got a couple. There's one person that's been sending me those things for like almost 20 years. And she is, sometimes she's in Thailand, sometimes she's in the Netherlands, and sometimes she's in the United States, but wherever she is working, whatever, I always get that one thing, and I look forward to it. And I think people do that, and I'm gonna predict, Jeff, that next year, if we get back to regular, you'll do it again.
Yeah, and I think the part of what we see is, and part of what a comment you just made cannot be lost here. You know, this can't be just relegated to the last month of the year, this type of outreach. And now that we see, you know, people will listen, the people listening now will get the concept, maybe search the internet for e-cards and, you know, season's greetings, things like that, you know, digital greetings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we need to do, and whether it's a card, whether it's picking up the phone, whether once we have our vaccine and the pandemic's under control, and we just call and say, hey, Jim, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods later this week. How about lunch? You know, just get back out there. There was a commercial on TV for an airline, and it says, our biggest customer just left us. You know what happened? Because I hadn't seen him in a long time, and they're all congregating in like a mm-hmm. conference room. And the boss is handing out airline tickets to everybody. You're going mm-hmm. to see your client. You're going to see your client. I mean, we just have to get out there. And I think it's important that we stay not in front of, but in touch with those who are
well,
important
and
with
don't,
us.
And this is something that we both have said this segment. I thank my customers for the business almost every day. You just can't do that too much. You can't, you know, whenever you thank them and tell them you're thinking and appreciating them at Christmas and the holiday season, whenever you do that, that really should just be the 29th one of those this year. This one just happens to be associated with the holiday. Jeffrey Zabar is here, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with me after the break. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. That's where you find him online. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.